This is an exclusive Apple This iOS 8 demonstration.
This is an introduction to Apple Pay. Hi everybody, my name is Anonymous, and obviously in iOS 8.1, we now are given the ability to pay with our devices with the NFC-capable device. In my case, I am using an iPhone 6 that is NFC-capable. Apple has done a fantastic job in making things extremely accessible and extremely easy to allow you to enter a credit card, debit card for your Apple payment. Now, for the first time to add your credit card and debit card to your Apple Pay, you have to set it up. So it's very simple. What you got to do is go in under Apple Settings. And within Apple Settings, you're going to keep flicking to the right until we get to something called Passbook and Apple Pay. So I'm going to flick to the right here until I get to that.
Passbook and Apple Pay button.
All right, so obviously I got to it right here, and I'm going to do a single finger double tap.
Passbook and Apple Pay. Settings. Back button.
All right, so we have the setting, which is at the top left-hand corner. And as I flick to the right.
Passbook and Apple Pay. Heading.
So I obviously got the Passbook and Apple Pay heading right here, and one more to the right.
Cards. Heading.
We get to the cards headings. Now, of course, you can have multiple credit cards if you want set up. In this case, right now, I don't have any on my list right now for Apple Pay. So as I flick to the right.
No cards available. Dimmed.
Obviously, it'll say no credit card is available, and it's dimmed out. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Add credit or debit card button.
All right. It gives us the ability to add a credit card and debit card button is right here. So I'm going to do a single finger double tap on this.
Add credit or cancel button.
All right, so we're giving us to the cancel button, which is the top left-hand corner as I flick to the right.
Add a new credit or debit card.
All right, so this is the option that we can add the credit card and debit card. You'll have to double tap this again, but I think basically they just want to let you know what Apple Pay is and allow you to get more information about Apple Pay if you have questions. So if you flick to the right, it'll say, what is Apple Pay?
What is Apple Pay?
What is Apple Pay? And so I flick to the right, and it'll give you what an Apple Pay is in a nutshell.
Add a credit or debit card to Passbook and start paying with Touch ID. Make purchases in stores and in apps without swiping your card or entering your card and shipping details.
Okay, and then as I flick to the right.
About Apple Pay button.
And it gives you a button to take you to a place where you can find out more information about Apple Pay. But in this case, in this demonstration, I'm going to go back to the left a couple of times.
Add a credit or what is Apple Pay? Add a new credit or debit card.
All right, and when you get to this option here, just do a single finger double tap.
Back button.
All right, so the back button's at the top right-hand corner as I flick to the right.
Next, dimmed button.
We have the next button, which is at the top right, which is dimmed. Now on this screen, you're going to have a variety of information on here. So you have two options to enter your credit cards. You can either do it manually, which is do it by hand, or you can do let the phone detect the credit card itself and let it scan in the information for you. Now, it's not going to scan everything. What it's going to do is going to scan your name and the credit card numbers for you, but the security code and the expiration date you'll have to put in it manually. So as I flick to the right,
card details,
giving me the card details. One more to the right.
Enter your card information or use the camera.
All right, so you need to enter the information for this.
Name, 15 characters.
That's your
secure
name.
Text field. Dump card number required.
Card number.
Secure text field. Scan credit card button.
And then it gives you the scan credit card button. Now below this area, below the scan button, is your security code and your expiration date, and we'll get back to that. I'm going to go ahead and do a single finger double tap on the scan the credit card, and basically what's going to happen is it's going to start telling you that the back facing camera on the back of your phone is what's being used, and what they suggest you to do is place the camera right in the center of your credit card and then slowly raise it up until it gets a good scan. The nice feature about this, it does a thumping noise as it's going thump, thump, thump. And that means it's basically looking for it. And once it finds it, it does a scan. And we'll come back to this page. So I'm going to do a single finger double tap.
Scan credit. Capture card info. Camera viewfinder. Place your back-facing camera on the center of the credit card. Then, slowly pull the device back.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that. I know you can
card see. Number found.
Okay. Card number found. Once it detects the card number found, it will vibrate your phone and it'll take you right back to the page where you entered your name and credit card number. That information is now filled in for you. You just flick to the right.
Next, dimmed button.
We'll keep, you know, obviously it's dimmed because we need to put the security code and the expiration date, so we'll go back down.
Card details, enter your card name, 15 characters, card number, 19 characters, scan credit card button.
Okay, so we got that scan credit card number.
Expiration date required, text field.
All right, here's the expiration date. In order to put the expiration date, all you need to do is just do a single finger double tap here.
Expiration date, 10/14, text field.
All right,
double tap to edit.
To find the ticker that you need, will be at the bottom portion of the screen, so you'll have to touch the screen at the bottom half of the screen.
October, picker item, adjustable.
And now we're going to select one finger to adjust the value. Month. You just hit up and down of the month. So here I'm just going to flick up and down.
September, August, July.
Okay, and then if you flick to the right.
2014, picker item, adjustable.
And you go up and down.
Swipe 2013, 2012, 2013, 2014.
And that's how you enter those information. So I'm going to do it here quietly. Okay, now that I put my expiration date in, now let's go ahead and tap at the middle of the screen until we get the security code.
Security code required. Secure. Text field.
Now you have to enter your security code, so we'll just do a single finger double tap on this.
Insertion point at end.
And then towards the bottom fourth of your screen is a numpad, just like you see in a keypad in the iPhone. So you'll have to put your phone number, not your phone number, but your security code in. So go ahead and do that. Now that we have entered our security code, now we are now ready to proceed on. At the top right-hand corner of your device, it should be our next button.
Next button.
And now it's not dimmed down anymore. I'm going to do a single finger double tap.
Next. Next dimmed button. Terms and conditions heading.
So you have the terms and conditions, so you have to read the OOLA in here if you want to do so. And we are going to go ahead and just flick down until we find the agree button.
By storing your debit, disagree, but agree button.
I'm going to go ahead and single finger double tap on agree button. If you agree with the terms of condition.
Alert, terms and conditions.
And one more time, you need to verify you do agree to the terms of agreement.
I agree to the terms and conditions. Cancel button, agree button.
And I'm just flicking to the right until I find that button. Single finger double tap.
Back button.
Okay. Now, we are going to go ahead.
Complete verification. Cancel button.
It has completed the verification. We got to the cancel button. Now let's flick to the right.
Complete verification. Heading.
Let's complete the verification.
Next button. Card verification. For Bank of America to verify your card for Apple Pay, select the verification option below.
All right. Obviously, I have a Bank of America. There are different types of verification that you can go through the verification process. In my case, let's find out what we have.
Selected. Phone call 1-888-383-7800.
So it gives you a phone number that you can double tap and call Bank of America. And we can do that. If it gives you any more options, you can flick to the right. And there's nothing there. So I am going to go ahead and give my Bank of America a call. And we'll come back to the recording. All right, now, once I have called my Bank of America, which I just did, and you had to verify it, you can go back into your, once you verify it, you come back into your Passbook and Apple Pay area settings. And you will hear the following items.
Settings, back button.
So we have the settings at the top right left-hand corner again.
Passbook and Apple Pay, heading.
All right, so I flick one more to the right.
Cards, heading.
Now I should have my Bank of America, which is BOA, whatever card's number, and the last four digits of your card.
BOA Visa Debit, four bullets, seven in progress.
Okay, so it mentioned that I have it, and then I flicked one more to the right. It always says in progress. I don't know why it does that, but it says in progress. So I'll flick to the right.
Add credit or debit card, button.
There is the add credit card and debit card button again, but we already entered one, and as you heard up there, it gave my credit card information, so one more to the right.
Transaction defaults, heading.
So you want to do the you want to select what your default card is. So automatically, it's going to select that card for me, but if you have multiple cards, you can come in here and change that if you wish, but you'll hear automatically that
default card, BOA Visa Debit button, BOA transaction defaults, heading.
Debit card. So it is now in here. Okay, so one more time. So if you go back out, and we'll go back out to
home,
Passbook.
Net fantasy. Double checky. Fantasy.
Okay.
Page 2, page 3, page 4 of 5. Passbook.
There's double my Passbook. I'm going to go do a single finger double tap on Passbook.
Passbook. Add card button.
Now you can add the cards in here as well. But you need to go through the Apple settings to do that, really. But I'm going to go ahead and flick to the right.
Bank of America. Card number ends with 7695.
Here's my Bank of America.
From Bank of America. Heading.
And it's ready.
Both a Visa debit is ready for Apple Pay.
It says, swipe up or down it to is now ready action. For Apple
double
Pay.
Tap to activate.
And that's pretty much it, how you set up your Apple Pay with your iPhone 6 or 6 Plus or any other NFC devices in the future that Apple supports. I hope that demonstration was easy enough to understand. It was very accessible, and Apple did a great job once again to making it so easy for us to set up our Apple Pay. And so my name is Anonymous, and you can follow me on Twitter at Thomas_Domville. Until next time, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.